You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Don Felder, we love catching up with you, man. We love talking to you. How's everything?
Everything's great. It's a beautiful morning over here in Los Angeles. The sun's coming up. I'm about halfway through my second cup of coffee. I can almost make complete sentences.
Now what kind of coffee guy are you? Are you the Keurig guy, or do you have some special famous rock and roll coffee maker that...
I drink Nespresso. It's my favorite. I got turned on to it about 2 years ago. I actually carry a small Nespresso machine on the road with me because a lot of the hotels have just trash coffee.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, even the room service, once you get addicted to your favorite kind of taste in the morning, that's what you crave.
So. Yeah, I was gone over the weekend in your area, Don. I had to trot my butt over to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. You know, I wasn't lucky enough to have my own Nespresso that George Clooney probably gave to you.
No, I don't know George, but if I did, I'd hit him up for as much free Nespresso as I could get.
I agree.
My wife's the same way. She'll go, "Hey, I'm going to go get some coffee." I said, "There's coffee here." She goes,
"No,
please."
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new album. This is your third solo album, and boy, you got some names on this album.
I decided this record, I would just have a rock and roll party in my studio and invite a bunch of friends to come in and play and write and record with me. You know, I called up Sammy Hagar. I wanted to do a duet with a really strong rock singer. While I was sitting there just finishing up the vocals, Joe Satriani comes walking down the hallway in the studio. I said, "Joe, get that guitar. Come in here. You got to play guitar with me." About an hour later, we're finishing up with that. And Bob Weir, he comes over to get a free cup of coffee and hear some jokes and hang out. I said, "Bob, come out here on this microphone. You got to sing on this." So we got like four or five takes of Bob singing. So on that one track, I got Sammy Hagar, Bob Weir, and Joe Satriani, none of which were like really planned. Peter Frampton's on this record with me. Alex Lyson from the band Rush plays guitar on this song with me. On the song called Charmed. So he comes on, I say, "You stand beside me, you play one neck, and I'll play the other neck, and we'll take this picture of us both playing this white double neck."
Well, Don, it doesn't
that's
hurt
cool.
that you're Don Felder,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you know. Don, you also have somebody that I love, and I think she's, I don't know, underrated or doesn't get the credit, and that's Orianthe.
Orianthe, to me, should be known as the female Jimi Hendrix or Stevie Ray Vaughan of this decade. She is unbelievable. When I went over to Richie Sambora's house to have him play on this one song called Limelight, I'm sitting in the airplane with Richie, and I look around, and Orianthe comes walking down the staircase. I'd completely forgotten that they were actually together.
Right.
And I went, "Orianthe, go get a guitar. You have to play on this record."
Wow. Don, I hope you make it back through Las Vegas. I always wonder, and we've certainly hosted a lot of events with you, and everybody knows the history of the Eagles, and I always wonder how you remained just so not a douche after working in that band. I'm sorry. There was a lot. I mean, come on. Come on.
There was a lot of douchery to go around.
There was a lot of douchebaggery. There was.
You know, I was raised really poor, destitute poverty on a dirt road in a white clapboard house that my dad and my two grandparents built with their own hands, you know. And when you come from that kind of upbringing, you can't get too far away from it. And you're always brought back to reality that illusion of ego and stardom and all of that stuff that goes along with it is just not important. For example, there's a song on this record called Charm, and it's about having a new Ferrari and a big house in Beverly Hills and a private jet and a solid tin hanging on your arm and gigs making all this money. But the real thing that's important is the passion in the music. And if that passion is gone, that all that other stuff has lost its charm.
New album is called American Rock and Roll, his third solo album, Don Felder. And by the way, you want to read the book Heaven and Hell?
Oh,
check
yeah.
it out. I read it, Don. It's
same
awesome.
Here.
And
really
it's always
good
great catching up with you, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.